I'd like to also, along with Mike, and as much for me as and as much for anybody else that's been here, thank each and every one of the people who brought meals,
amen,
who put us up in their homes, who took care of us, watched over us, and fed us. I think I've gained 10 pounds this week, and I didn't need it, I guarantee it. We do appreciate it. I think of that story of the missionary that Daddy has told several times, the one that arrived on the boat in New York with President Kennedy, President Roosevelt. And he gets there and there was nobody to greet him. And it broke his heart and he was sad. And I feel for him. It's always nice to have somebody waiting for you when you get home. And I want to thank you. I've never been unwelcome here. And you made me very, very welcome. The family I stayed with treated me like royalty and I appreciate it. And I thank you all. You know, I've been in Mexico now about 2.5 years, almost 3. And I can honestly say I appreciate it more than I did when I went there. It seemed like the first 2 years I was looking for a way to get up and get out. The first excuse, but I refused to quit. And I'm now beginning to appreciate it.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord for the opportunity to be there, witnessing and telling others the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'd like you to turn with me this morning to the book of Philippians in chapter 3. The book of Philippians in the New Testament and chapter 3. Had some good messages all this week, some good blessings, and I know it was refreshing to me. I really appreciated it, everything that's been said and everything that's been preached. Philippians chapter 3, starting in verse 12, says, "Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you." You know, we've had so many messages this morning and so many different, not this morning, but all this past week. So many different things to challenge us, so many things to encourage us, so many things that we need to remember and reach out for and keep going for. And I just hope I can remember most of it. But I wanted to look at this morning. It was on my heart last night as I thought about it. Paul is talking here and he's talked about he was the Jew of the Jews. He was a leader. He was zealous. He was a leader in his religion. He was zealous to do what he believed was right. He even went so far as to persecute the Church of Jesus Christ, to kill those that called themselves Christians because Jesus Christ seemed to be an enemy of the Jewish religion and what he believed to be the religion of God. He said he wanted to apprehend that for which Christ had already apprehended him. He wanted to work to where he could attain unto the perfection that what God had called him to. He wanted to be able to reach out and apprehend that for which Christ had already apprehended him. He had already brought him in to be a part of his kingdom and already brought him in to be a preacher and already brought him in to do many other things. Yet Christ had given him so much more. We have so much more in the salvation we have in Jesus Christ than in any religion we've ever had. In a religion you can think of, that which we have in Christ Jesus is so much more.
Amen.
And Paul, realizing this, said, "I don't have it in me. It's not in me. All I have is in Jesus Christ, in the faith of Jesus Christ. And I reach forward. I want to apprehend all the way into the resurrection of the dead. I'd like to be just perfect. I'd like to be made conformed into the image of Jesus Christ. I want to apprehend that." He's talking. He said, "I don't count myself to have apprehended. So, but I'm reaching forward." I want you to look at one thing here, first of all. First of all, there is a prize to go for.
Amen.
You know, so many times we get in the habit of going through the motions and we serve God and we do this and we do that and we want to work and we do our duty. We come to church on Sunday morning. We go to church on Sunday night. We go to church on Wednesday night. We give our offerings and we give our money and we do this and we do that and we do it all. And after a while it becomes a duty. But brethren, there is a prize. There is a prize to be had. There is a prize to reach for. There is a prize to go for. We shouldn't just do it. We should do it constantly. Even when we feel bad, even when we feel down, even when we feel distressed and discouraged, we have a duty. You know, Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, talking about preaching the gospel, he said, if I do this willingly, I have a reward. But if not, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me.
Amen.
He said, there is a reward if I do it willingly. But it doesn't matter. I still have a duty to do it. But brethren, let's get our eyes off the duty and look for the prize. There is a prize. I'd just like to look at some things real quickly. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 19, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 19 says, for what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For ye are our glory and joy. There is a crown of rejoicing to be had. The crown of rejoicing of having won lost souls. The crown of rejoicing in having won other people to come to Jesus Christ. The crown of rejoicing of seeing people you've won grow and mature in the Lord Jesus and build up into a church and build up into a work and build up into ministers that minister and often and keep going on and preaching more and more of the gospel, and it spreads and it grows. What a crown of rejoicing to stand before God and see 1, 2, 3 thousands. That your life is touched, that your ministry is touched, and rejoice. And God gives you a crown of rejoicing. A rejoicing in that what you've done for Jesus was right, that what you've done for Jesus counted for something. There is a crown to be had. It says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6, it says, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. There is a crown of righteousness. Those of us who work, and those of us who trust the Lord, and those of us who keep going, and those of us who do what Jesus Christ wants, and those of us who try and live for Jesus Christ, and those who love the appearing of the Lord Jesus, love it so much that they keep doing, they keep looking for it, they're looking for that appearing, and it changed their life, and they do what they're supposed to do before the Lord. The Bible says there is a crown of righteousness. There is a prize to be had for living righteous. There is a prize to be had for living before God in the way that we should do it. There is a prize to be had for living for God. One of them is the crown of righteousness. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10 says, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried. And ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Another prize. God said he has a crown of life for those who are faithful in tribulation, faithful in persecution, faithful in temptation, faithful to keep going on, and faithful to get up and keep trying, faithful to do the Word of God, faithful to give out the Word of God, faithful amidst all the problems that Satan sends against us, faithful in everything that comes our way. He says, for those of you, I have a prize, a crown of life. A crown of life. We have eternal life in Jesus Christ. But have we lived it? Do we have a life that is lived? Or we just have that seed inside us, just that thing that says we will exist forever? Do we live in Jesus Christ? Will we receive a crown of life having lived life in Jesus? A crown of life. Then in 1 Peter chapter 5. And this is a more specialized crown. It's not for everybody. Says, the elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being ensamples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. There is a prize for overseers. There is a prize for elders. There is a prize for those that have fed the flock of God and watched over them and looked out for them and taken care of them and fed them with the Word of God and counseled them and lifted them up and watched over them. There is a prize. It's a crown of glory. A crown of glory. We've got four crowns we've looked at here this morning. The crown of joy, a crown of rejoicing, the crown of righteousness, a crown of life, and a crown of glory. Four fantastic crowns. Four fantastic things we can work for. And these are prizes. And Paul says, there is a prize. And I'm pressing for that prize. There is a prize, my brother. It's not just duty. It's not just a matter of obeying our father. You know, a lot of times when I was young, my daddy used to tell me, daddy may not always be right, but daddy's always daddy. And we just had to obey because he was daddy. We just did it because he was daddy. But you know, as you grow older, you learn there's a lot more to it. And I was taught many things. I learned from it. I grew in it. I grew in maturity. I grew in love. I grew in honor. I grew in some responsibility. I grew in many things. Many times there were prizes. And God says there are prizes. There are prizes to be obtained. If you will, look with me in Matthew chapter 25. There is another prize I'd like to think about this morning. Matthew chapter 25 and verse 19. We have a story. Jesus is telling a parable of a man who went into a far country. And as he was gone in this far country, he left certain of his servants with talents. He said, take care of things while I'm gone. It says that he came back. He came back and he called to account these servants. What have you done with what I left you? What have you done with the talents I left you to take care of? What has been done with them? And in verse 19 it says, after a long time the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. One of the prizes we talk about, and we've talked about it a lot during this mission conference, is the approval of God. Amen. The approval of God. Well done. Well done. So many times we live and we do it and we do what we're supposed to do, but we don't really strive with all of our heart. We don't really strive with all of our being. We don't really strive with all of our desire, with all of our enthusiasm, with all of that we have built inside us to do the job well done. We do it, but we don't do it always well. We don't always do it well done. And will God say well done if it's not well done? He told the other servant that didn't gain anything, thou wicked and slothful servant. Thou wicked and slothful servant. Well done. When I go to a restaurant and I order a steak, I always order it well done. I don't like it any other way. I want it done all the way through. I want the outside brown and I want the inside brown and I want it completely done all the way around. I don't want any part of it left pink. I don't want any part of it left red. I don't want any blood in it at all. I want it all brown and well done. I would prefer it burned. I don't like it red. And God wants a job well done. God wants a job well done in everything we do. You know, for many years, because of things that had happened in my life, because of things I had done, because of my own failures and my own sin, I came to the point one time where I said and I told myself, you know, I may not get that well done, but I'm going to keep trying. I'm going to keep doing and keep giving out the gospel and keep telling other people about Jesus Christ. I'm going to keep doing it. I won't quit. And I'm not disparaging so much that I think it was good for me. I had to get myself out of a hole. I've even said it in this church. But last night as I thought about it, I want something more. I don't want to just have kept going on. I don't want to have just kept telling somebody else the gospel. I don't want to have just done and gone through the motions. When I get to heaven, I want well done. Amen. I want to hear Jesus Christ tell me, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Well done. You did it well. You worked at it. You were enthusiastic about it. You kept after it, but you did it well. You did it with your heart. You did it with your soul. You did it with your love. You did it with your life. You did it with your ambition. You worked at it. You did it all. Everything that you could do. Everything that you could put into it. You put your very best into it. Well done. How can we settle for less? Why do we settle for less? Oh, sometimes we settle for less because we think we're not good enough. we're not faithful, or we're not able, or whatever. Let's not shoot ourselves down. Let's not keep ourselves on the bottom rung. Go for the well done.
Amen.
Go for the well done. It says, enter into the joy of thy Lord. Enter into the joy of thy Lord. There's a joy. There is a joy in having done it right for Jesus Christ. There is a joy Jesus Christ will give us for having done a good job.
Amen.
There is a joy that we can receive when Jesus Christ comes back to redeem us and to claim us and to carry us up to heaven. And after the judgment's over and after he says, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of thy Lord. There is joy for the servant that did it well. There's much joy. Not only the joy of those that we see with Jesus. See that those that are in heaven that we told. Not only the joy of those that we see that have grown and matured in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only the joy of all those that have given their lives to Jesus and maybe one, many more. Not only the joy of the lives that we've touched. But the joy of Jesus Christ. His smile. His approval. His love. His joy.
Amen.
We did it well.
Amen.
We did it well. Well done. Thou good and faithful servant. Then look at what it says in Philippians chapter 3 again in verse 13. There is a prize. There is a prize to be apprehended. There is a prize to gain. It says in verse 13, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto the things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. A couple things here. He says, forgetting those things which are behind. Forgetting those things which are behind. I don't know where you're at today. I don't know where you've been. Some of you I know a little bit about. Some of you I've known for several years. Some of you know a little bit about me. But some of you I know nothing about. I don't know where you are in your walk with the Lord. I don't know where you are in your life with Jesus Christ. Maybe you've got failure. Maybe you've got guilt. Maybe you think you lack ability. Maybe all these things have kept you back. Maybe they've held you back from doing what Jesus Christ wants out of your life. Maybe they've kept you from giving your life to Jesus to serve Him the way He wants you to. You say, well, I can't do it. Forget it. Lay it aside. Forgetting those things which are behind, go forward.
Amen.
Go forward.
Amen.
Now, that's not to say don't learn. You make a mistake, learn from it. You do something wrong, learn from it. You make a failure, you make a mess out of your life, you make a mess out of everything you've ever touched, we'll learn from it. Say, I did it wrong this way, that's not the way to do it. And then forget it. Don't let it drag you down. Lay aside the weight and go on.
Amen.
Well, a lot of people have guilt. They feel that they're so guilty that God can't use them. They feel they're so guilty, they're so dirty, they're so unclean that God can't put them in a place where God will use them responsibly if they'll turn their life around and come to Jesus and let Him use it. Jesus Christ said, if you confess your sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Just as if you took a chalkboard and wiped the slate clean, they cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Jesus Christ said. Forget it. God forgot it. Said he cast it over his back and he buried it in the depths of the sea. Press on. Press on. Forgetting those things which are behind. I press toward the mark. Failure. Has everything you ever tried for Jesus failed? Has everything you've ever done been a waste, it seemed like? Has it all gone down the tubes? Does it seem like you have nothing to show for Jesus? Don't quit.
Amen.
Don't stop now. Learn from it. And forgetting those things which are behind and reaching for those things which are before. There is something before. There's a prize. There are souls to be won. There are souls to be preached to. There are nations to be won. There are places where people need to hear. There is a job to be done for Jesus. Forgetting the failure. Let go of the failure. Don't let it hold you down. Cut your ties. Let it go and reach for that which is before. Reaching out for that which is before. Don't let failure drag you down. Everyone fails. Everyone fails. The successful person is the person who keeps trying. Oh, they learn from their failures. They get discouraged from their failures. They go down with their failures at times. And sometimes it takes people longer to crawl out of the hole of their failures than it does other people. Cut the tie.
Amen.
Cut the tie.
Amen.
Failures is just a drag. It's just a weight that'll drag you down. Reach out. Reaching out for those things which you before. Cut the failure. And maybe some of you think, well, I don't have the ability. I can't preach like Billy preaches. I can't sing like Karen sings. I can't do like this person does. I can't explain the gospel. I can't preach or open the Bible and see the things in the Old Testament like so-and-so does. I don't have the ability. I don't have any talent. I don't have anything that I see in me that Jesus Christ could use. I don't see any ability in me. God gave you something. I guarantee God gave you a ministry that He probably gave nobody else. You touch lives that I'll never know. You see people, you're around people, you're close to people that people in this church will never, never know. Your job, in your home, your neighbors, wherever it is, you have something that God can use if you'll give it to Him. If you will just open your heart and your life and say, Lord, I don't know what I can do. I can't stand up and preach in the meetings. I can't feed the flock of God in that respect. I can't lead the singing. I can't even sing a special. But Lord, what I have, I'll give You. I won't hold on to my lack, but I'll reach out for what's before. I'll reach out for what's before. With a little enthusiasm and a little trying, there's not a person in here that can't share the gospel with somebody. The gospel is very simple. It's very easy. Very simple to explain. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. That Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary. That Jesus Christ gave His blood and gave His life and gave everything He had. And He shed His blood on the cross of Calvary. And He went up and He sprinkled the blood on the mercy seat of heaven. And God forgives sinners by the one sacrifice of Jesus Christ. I don't know how many people in here heard that first message, but you believed it. And you believed it and you can tell it.
Amen.
Jesus Christ saves sinners.
Amen.
So don't let your lack of ability or what you think is your lack of ability hold you back. Reach out. Press towards the mark. Just as if you were in a race. And you're all running this race. And down there's the finish line. Maybe it's over the hill. Maybe it's a little bit over the road. Maybe it's around the curve. But there's a mark out there. There is a finish line. There is a place to finish the course. Press toward the mark.
Amen.
Keep pressing on. Keep reaching on. Reach out. Stretch out for it. You ever see runners? You get them in the run. They get closer and closer to the finish line. And there's the tape. And it's stretched across the road. It's stretched across the track. And they get up there and they're lunging. They're reaching. They're reaching. They're pressing towards the mark. They're reaching out for that which is before. Reach out. The mark is there. The prize is to be had. There is gain to be won and crowns to be gained. Reach out. Reach out for... I've been talking to Christians this morning. But before I close, I'd like to talk to those of you here this morning that may not be saved. You don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You've never been saved before. I want to tell you this morning, just as I told everybody else here, you're a sinner. You're guilty before God, and you have a need. There's a lot of people who say, I'm so much of a sinner that I can't be saved. God wouldn't save me. I've got nothing to offer God. Why would God want me? I know the Bible says that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. God said that God commendeth His love toward us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You're not too big of a sinner. Let go of that thought. Let go of that which is behind and reach out for Jesus. Jesus died on the cross of Calvary to save sinners. His blood was shed, one sacrifice for sin forever. And the Bible declares that there is no other need of a sacrifice. Good works won't get it. Good life won't get it. There are religions of this world and what a priest does and confessions and marches and everything else that you can do for whatever religion. They cannot save you. One sacrifice for sin. Forever is Jesus Christ. The Bible declares that He was once offered to bear the sins of many. Once offered to bear my sin. Once offered to bear your sin. Once offered to bear the sins of the entire world. He is the propitiation for our sins and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. And my friend, that includes you.
Amen.
Jesus Christ died for your sin. His blood was shed to cover your sin. His blood was given so that your sin could be wiped away and that if you'll come to Jesus Christ, He will do with you what He did with me and wipe the slate clean.
Amen.
To save your soul and give you eternal life. Give you a life in Jesus Christ that's worth having. Take you to heaven when you die. Make your life worth living. Won't you come to Jesus today? Won't you turn your life over to Him? Jesus died. Reach out for Jesus. Let's all stand with our heads bowed. Lord Jesus, we thank You this morning. For Your word. We thank You for Your gospel. We thank you for the opportunity to preach it. Lord, I pray you'd bless it. Have your way in this meeting. Amen. I don't know where you stand this morning. I don't know what the Lord may have said to you. We're going to play a song here in a minute. I don't know which one. But you do what the Lord wants you to do. The Lord wants you to do something more with your time, something more with your money, something more with your ministry, something more with your life, something more for Jesus Christ. Won't you come to this altar and make it straight with God? If you're here this morning and you're lost, there are several people here that'd like to take a Bible and show you just exactly what Jesus Christ did for you. Show you how you can be saved. Won't you come and ask Jesus to save you?